This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, let's not forget, thanks for keeping America moving along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the countryside and the packages, too. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our big Amazon people out there in the warehouse sorting the packages that are coming to you, as well as the Amazon trucks that are all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And the Captain's America Talks, ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is where our website is. That's how you find us over there. And remember, if you can't hear us anywhere else, go to the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Our show is playing live right there. And after the show gets off the air, being live, then we play the loop of the latest show until the next show comes on. And our podcasts are there as well. So you'll have plenty to watch and listen to. Okay, now we go upstairs, if you will, and that's a terminology for going to the big land. And we're going over here to pick up Ron Edwards up there in Michigan. I don't know, it may be snowing up there for all I know. So let's go find out. Ron Edwards is in the house. What's up? Yep. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. Okay, they're back inside again because it's a little nippy here, not that bad. Is it snowing up there by you yet?
Well, it's a bit too warm to snow here. It's about 53 degrees.
Okay, because you got a big storm coming your way again.
Yes, coming our way, but I think the big snow is going to miss our area. It's going to be to the north of us where they get most of the snow.
Definitely to the north and looks like to the south, too, for that matter. So there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to change the course with what we're going to talk about to begin with, because what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio, right now, on the Pennsylvania state line, is nothing short than criminal. Health concerns are growing as more toxic chemicals are revealed that were on that derailed Ohio train than what were first made public. That's number one. Number two, they've told the people they can go back in their houses because it's safe. Number three, you got people coughing, hacking, pets dying, fish dying, wildlife dying, What's safe about that?
Absolutely nothing, Captain. And I think the governor's going to pay for that politically. Mike DeWine even turned down the offer of federal help in this situation. So I think when that becomes more apparent to people, they're going to scratch their heads and wonder why he did that, because they need all the help they can get in this particular situation. And it is criminal, sir. I'm baffled as to why they would allow people to go back now. And, you know, chickens dying, pets, people sick that have gone back. And it's a horrible situation, and it could affect the cities like Cincinnati. Hopefully it doesn't. I pray it doesn't. Cincinnati's been doing well in recent years. But it's a bad situation that will not go away anytime soon.
Well, Pete Buttigieg, who has been nowhere to be seen in all of this, came out yesterday and said, I'm concerned by the impact of the Ohio train derailment. What a sack of baloney.
Yeah, it is a sack, because his big concern, Captain, I don't know, I'm sure you heard this, is whether there are too many white people at construction sites.
I heard it.
That's where that individual's mind is.
So they're going to bus blacks from Washington, D.C. to go to Ohio to help rebuild something which is going to be torn down. That's what they're going to do? That makes no sense.
It doesn't. What you just said makes as much sense as what Buttigieg said. I mean, it's a horrible administration.
And then the new senator that's there, J.D. Vance, the new U.S. senator, he said, we are ruled by unserious people who are worried about fake problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the real problems are not a concern of the Biden administration. Mr. Vance is correct, absolutely. And it doesn't matter what major problem is impacting this nation negatively. The Biden administration does not give a rip. He is working for someone else, and it's not the American people. I'm talking about Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the right person there, but we've got a lot more to talk about, and unfortunately, we just can't seem to get our head out of our you-know-what because of the fact that everybody's looking in the wrong direction, and I guess you get that when you have your head in the wrong place to begin with. But
well, they don't want to do the right thing. It's by design, Captain.
Yeah, well, we're going to undesign it when we come back because we've got a lot to talk about. Okay, don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I think you're going to like it, too. I'll be right back.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain's Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This year, just like every other year over the past 15 years, February came. Once again, I had very little interest in Black History Month. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. This year, I took the time to figure out why I have blown off Black History Month in recent years. So I logically concluded that as it is now presented, Black History Month is quite detrimental because it no longer celebrates great historic achievements of individuals like Louis Latimer, who created the filament for Thomas Edison's light bulb, making it practical for long-term use, or others who achieved mightily and sought to become a part of the American fabric. But now Black History Month is nothing more than an extension of the 1619 Project that only focuses on blacks as victims of American society and is totally void of inspirational stories of real heroes whose lives could inspire today's young Americans to greatness rather than convince them that they cannot succeed. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup, simply go to theronedwards.com.
All righty, and speaking of Constitutional Grounds Coffee, it just so happens that right here beside me in my Tervis tumbler, I've got my iced coffee, and yep, I've got my Constitutional Grounds Coffee in it. And I'm going to have a little sip here because I'm a little parched here at the moment, so let's do this. Oh, good stuff. I'll tell you what, folks. If you want a really good smoother, richer, healthier, much less acidic cup of coffee than what you're getting from some of those other XYZ brands. You got to try Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It is really good. Really good. And all you got to do is go to the website, theronedwards.com. You'll see the display there, the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display. And you can make your purchase there utilizing the RE20 code, of which you'll get a 20% discount on the coffee. And remember, we have this mask mandate right here on a horse that tells us that Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
See? There he was. He rode right through here. Telling you. You never know. But Constitutional Grounds is really good. I've been drinking it for, I don't know, a couple years now, maybe, or thereabouts, ever since you came out with it. And it's really good coffee, and I like it. So thank you very much for coming up with something that's good.
You're most welcome, sir.
Now, let's get into Senator Tom Cotton and what he had to say yesterday, because as a member of the Armed Services Committee, he said that he and his compadres do not know what those small unidentified airborne objects are that the U.S. shot down this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They know they shot something down, but they don't know what it was, and nobody's talking.
Well, I agree with him when he said that the American people deserve an explanation from the president about exactly what he thinks these objects were and why we shot them down after letting an obvious Chinese spy balloon fly all across the United States of America. And then he went on to say, I mean, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gave that to the people of Canada last week when an American aircraft downed one of those objects over Canada. Surely.
You mean Canada?
Justin Trudeau. Yeah.
French you over there, Canada, the Canada people?
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, surely Justin Trudeau is not a more decisive and stronger leader than the American president. Well, I think he might be in this case. He says he hoped that's not the world in which we are living at this time, but I'm afraid that is the world we're living in. And it's not because there's not a lack of ability. It's just a lack of he doesn't care. And they're not, he doesn't care to tell the American people something. I mean, don't you remember when George H.W. Bush spoke to the American people a few days after Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait? And when Ronald Reagan, the Gipper, spoke to the American people just days after the Soviet Russians shot down a Korean airline flight? And many other times that there have been situations that impacted our nation and the world, the president usually spoke to the American people. Mm-hmm. But this guy and his administration, they don't care. It doesn't matter if it's Biden. It doesn't matter if it's Buttigieg. It doesn't matter who it is. They don't give a rip. Kamala. It's just a horrible gang up there in D.C.
Well, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, known as NORAD, adjusted the parameters for its radar systems in the wake of the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down in South Carolina. And they've done such so that they can detect these balloons a little easier. And that's fine if it works that way. Now, the National Security Council coordinator for strategic communications, John Kirby, is the one that said that.
You know what? these people, I don't know, NORAD or whatever, I just think that the situation with defending this country and watching our strategic areas, whether it's our borders, whether it's our coasts, they just got to totally upgrade in how they're watching over this country. And they are watching, but they have to upgrade in how they're protecting, physically protecting this country. I just think that their negligence is just quite apparent all the way around.
Yeah, it is, for sure. Now, moving along here, while the White House said Tuesday that there's no evidence that the three aerial objects taken down by the military during the weekend were conducting surveillance for the Chinese, one of them, we know, the big balloon, the first one they took down, they're finding all types of little pieces and parts and whatnot that were being used to spy on us.
Well, Captain, I believe it's just simply covering for the Chinese. this administration seems to be more in tune with working to protect the image of the Chinese government than protecting the lives of the, well, protecting our country overall from surveillance or whatever China is doing. And it's not incompetence. It's just an I don't care attitude.
Well, you won't get any argument with me over that. Now, the other thing is we all know who Kirk Cameron is, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
And he was being challenged by Alejandro Ocasio-Cortez for criticism of a Super Bowl ad promoting Jesus Christ, which was part of the left's attempt to break down the very principles of the nation and what it's been founded on. But the one that's wrong here is Alejandro Ocasio-Cortez, because she doesn't realize that that ad was extremely popular.
And whether it was popular or not, it was not a bad ad. It was a pretty good ad. And that's the problem. She has a problem with Christianity, I think, and with the principles of Christianity. I think she's just has a big problem with the principles. And it bothers her socialist soul. And that's the rub here. And people like her, people of her ilk, would love to wipe out any vestiges of Christianity. A lot of people would like if God was never mentioned. So that's her problem, though.
Well, she is a democratic socialist. We know that. So moving on, the rising death toll now over in Turkey, which we understand Turkey and Syria is approaching some 41,000. That's just an unbelievable number, and they expect it to even go higher than that, if it's at all possible. It's probably going to be the worst ever in modern history.
It is, and you probably have already heard about this, but Mr. Erdogan is coming under increasing criticism because it's been found out that he, through the years, he has been giving kind of a wink-wink to the builders.
Yeah.
And allowing them to build under codes of the very cheaply built apartment buildings and the like. And so that's going to be really big. If that's the truth, he's going to have a big heaping problem.
Yeah.
You've got 47,000 buildings so far that they know are destroyed and uninhabitable.
Speaking of big problems, I got to make this quick. The New York Attorney General Letitia James has ordered Donald Trump to pay $110,000 for contempt of court charges.
Well, she's been, you know, she's been with fangs gaping after Donald Trump since day one. And she's got her way on this one, but we'll see how it goes.
All righty, I will talk to you, let me see here, come along Saturday.
Yep.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Have a good one. We'll see you then.
You too.
All right.
Why not?
Ron Evers, everybody, host of the Evers Notebook, and catch him on Wednesdays and catch him on Saturdays here on the program. In the meantime, we'll be coming right back with more shortly, and Patrick Hyland, too.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Pentagon scrambled fighter jets to contest four Russian jet fighters that approached but did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace in what officials described as a routine encounter. The aircraft entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone on Monday but remained outside the American and Canadian airspace. Two F-16s intercepted them to observe their intentions. The NORAD statement said the U.S. has tracked 6 to 7 such incidents a year since 2007. The winner of November's record-high $2 billion Powerball jackpot was identified as a California resident that bought his ticket in Altadena, a community northeast of Los Angeles. California Lottery Director Alva Johnson.
The name of the person who was the only player to match all six numbers of the historic Powerball drawing last November is Edwin Castro.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Before we get started with Patrick Hyland, I need to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. They got a bunch of them now. They've got the one in Crystal River. They've got the flagship store, Newport Richey, at 19 and 54. They have Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And then, of course, they've got the all-brand-new, brand-new Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Florida Suncoast Parkway, right there in the south side of the road. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And notice that the one in Crystal River, the one in Newport Richey, the flagship store, the one at Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new one there in Brooksville, notice that you can get not only Moss Care for the length of your contract of your vehicle as long as you own it, but you can also get, and this is important, you can also get the You Serve, You Save policy that comes with Moss's vehicles, whether or not you're a first responder or an EMT, firefighter, police officer, maybe you happen to be a church pastor too. You all get discounts in your service. Check them out, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. All right, joining us right now from the Sports Zone, we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Good morning on a wonderful Wednesday, little hump day, and Valentine's Day yesterday, so everybody getting up this morning, getting ready to start the day. So fantastic.
Yeah, I got some Valentine's candy.
There you go, Captain. Yes. You deserve it, my man.
How about that?
You're a tough guy, but you're also a sweetheart deep down inside.
Yeah, this person thought so.
There you go.
So I have a secret admirer. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, well, what's going on here?
Well, we have the Raiders officially released the veteran, Mr. QB Derek Carr. So now he's free to sign with anybody without any compensation to the Raiders, and that'll help him on their salary cap and also help Derek Carr land somewhere else and see what he can do with his talents. The guy has, you know, some abilities. It's just getting with the right organization at the right time with the right coaches and the right staff. Just like anybody, you can have all the talent in the world, but you have to have people around you in a team sport. And football is the ultimate team sport. So that's why I love, football so much, Captain, because it's like life. You have to get along with people. You got to work with people. And that's why it's such a great thing. So the Cardinals announced the Eagles defensive coordinator as new head coach, Mr. Gannon. I mean, the Eagles now, they lost their defensive coordinator and their offensive coordinator. So it's going to be very interesting. The offensive coordinator went to the Colts like I thought would happen. We talked to Lindy about that, and it's official now. And they're both in a good position if they'll give them a few years. That's another thing you and I talked about, Matt. They hire these guys, and then 2 years later fire them. You have to give somebody 3 to 5 years. I really do believe that, unless they do something foolish. Would you concur with that?
Well, yeah. I don't think that you give them any more than that.
No. After 3 years, I'm going to evaluate you. If it's real bad, then I have to let you go. But if you're mediocrity and you can prove to me that the next year is going to be something, then okay. But then after that, you better get to the playoffs, so it's time to pass and move on. But it's so funny, Captain, how when they release these guys, thank you for everything you've done for the organization, and we wish you well. It's the same rhetoric every time, It just kind of cracks me up. I just wish they'd say, hey, it didn't work out between the both of us, and you know what? He's going his way, and we're going ours. Next. They won't do that, though. It's kind of funny to me, Cap. The Ravens. Now, this is an interesting one, Captain. The Ravens hire Malkin as offensive coordinator. And he was a great OC in Georgia. I thought maybe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to try to snag him to be their offensive coordinator. But the Ravens have done it. They made him the offer. Now, we're going to see how he can work with Lamar Jackson, if Lamar Jackson stays with the Baltimore Ravens. So,
well, where's he going to go?
Well, that's interesting. He's negotiating his own contract with the Baltimore Ravens as we speak. If they can't work something out, he'll be on the free agent market. So I know a lot of people would love to have him here in Tampa. So they talk about him. He grew up in Miami, going back to the Dolphins if Tua keeps having concussions or doesn't get feeling right to play. So a lot of things going on. Also, for our friends up in Minnesota, the Vikings running back from Florida State, Mr. Dalvin Cook, he underwent shoulder surgery. And I'm glad he did that, get ready for the new season and see what he can do. I'm curious to see when Jalen Hurts is going to have surgery on his shoulder, when that will come up. And Patrick Mahomes. Is he going to, have to have any surgery done on that ankle, or is he going to just be able to do ice and therapy and heat and things of that nature? We shall see. Wait to be seen. And question, Captain. Tariq Hill, he was a great wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. He left for the Miami Dolphins. I wonder if that, everybody thought that was going to hurt Patrick Mahomes, but it looks like he still made it happen. And they won the Super Bowl. So congratulations to him for that. What's your thoughts about that? Do you think it light a little fire in him maybe to say, hey, look, I can do this also. I don't need, a supporting cast like a lot of quarterbacks.
Well, competition is always a great factor. And when you threaten to put somebody up against them, that's going to bring, a better, a greater play out of them.
Yes. agree with you more, Captain. That's exactly how I see it. So it should be interesting.
NASCAR. What was the deal? What was the deal in college with this New Mexico coach who got fired?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, Captain. A lot of rumors going on. A lot of crazy things have been happening.
Well, they canceled the season because he was apparently hazing players.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, these guys have to realize it's a new time and era. I think, see, here we go again, Captain. We swing the pendulum too far to the left. When you and I played, I mean, the coach grabbing us by the face mask, you know, dog cussing us out. Was that appropriate? Did it need to be that way? Probably not. But the other of, okay, Captain, okay, Patrick, please don't, you know, run that route that way. Please don't throw the ball in that situation. That's too melancholy, you know. So there has to be a fine balance, I think, here, you know, to tell the kids, hey, quit slacking, get in line, and get playing, you know, versus, you know, calling them names and being cute with them, or, you know, that there's no place for that either. So, again, it always seems to be, Captain, where have we lost meeting in the middle and coming to conclusions with common sense in the middle?
It all starts at home.
Yeah, that's a good point, Captain.
It all starts at home, even that.
That's true. That's a very good point. You know, I just in general, you know, you talk about on your show, our politicians, in life, business in life. It's like, hey, you can't have all the good and none of the bad. You have to meet in the middle and deal with it. And I wish that's what would happen more in this world and in sports also. And I think eventually we'll wake up and come around to it. I sure hope so. So anyway, Captain, Daytona 500. Yeah, I can't wait, man. It's always cool, boy. There's been some historic.
Turn left, go fast.
You betcha, man. You betcha.
Sunday.
Yep, always cracks me up. I saw the neatest thing the other day. You know, hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday. That means 1 week from Daytona. So, you know, people don't realize it's a very popular sport.
And, of course.
You know, and it's neat. Also, Captain, if I can be of help to anybody out there with their insurance needs, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. I helped out somebody yesterday, Captain. You know, I put $2,000 back in the Social Security check because of getting their Medicare Part B premium rebated back to them. You can still get help in the Medicare side of things. Also, you have any veterans issues you'd like to discuss with me, I'd love to talk to you about it over a cup of coffee and see if I can help you out in that department. Captain, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to talking to you Friday morning. And again, folks, simple number to call me, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain.
All right, see you on Friday. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate you doing that for us. You can hear Kyle on the show the first couple hours every night, so if you want to hear Kyle, tune in and do that. Otherwise, go to his website, thekylewarrenshow.com, to find out more about him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike other blinds and shades places, they will, in fact, offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So stop by to the store and see what's going on there. Take a look, see at what they've got and what they have to offer. And don't forget that you can not only set up an appointment for services, but you can also call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to find out more about their business. Now, you also get all active duty military and all veterans also get, and first responders, get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. So again, call them up, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you. It'll save you some money along the line. All right, joining us right now, we have the real estate quarterback, the consumer quarterback himself, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Brandon.
Yeah. Good morning, Captain.
Now, we've got an economy that's starting to get sluggish again here, and it doesn't matter where you look right now. All things are slowing down at the same time. And what's happening is Joe Biden is going around telling everybody how great things are. The taxes are lowering and the inflation's going away and this is that and that is this. Upside is down and down is upside down. None of it's true. None of it is true what he's trying to sell. None of it.
Yeah, and then he's got his corporate, you know, media echo that helps him throughout the whole process, and it's really bizarre. It's ridiculous, and we see it. You know, people that are really in the working class, the middle class, and you know, we see it, we feel it. People that we know and talk to feel it. There's so many different things that you know, you could attack here, especially, you know, going back to the State of the Union, the address, it's filled with lies, and you know, there's a lot of things happening, and you know, Tucker Carlson did a really cool expose a couple nights ago that I talked about on my show, and even brought up locally here in Tampa Bay that the Oldsmar water sabotage, you know, the attack that was on that, it was a terrorist attack. So I believe that we're at war, but we just don't know it. And especially the idiots in D.C., the feckless leadership, they don't know it. They don't realize it. Or maybe they don't care. Maybe they're getting 10% back to the big guy and he's in on it. But you look at these balloons flying over us. You look at the train derailments, the food processing plants, mysterious airplane crashes into these food processing plants, the cattle, the chickens. It just doesn't add up, Captain.
Well, I agree. And again, we've had this horrible train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio, and right there on the Pennsylvania line. And the more we're hearing about that, they told my surgeon, said, "Oh yeah, the air's okay. Go right ahead and go on in there. You'll be fine. And make sure you test the water and this, that, and the other. But everything will be okay." Well, it's not okay. People are getting sick. Their dogs are dying. Cats are dying. Pets are dying. Wildlife is dying right in front of them while they're there. For God's sake, these people are being duped. And the guy that's in charge, because it's a train wreck, Buttigieg, is nowhere to be found.
Well, they're more worried about environmental racism. They're more worried about these ridiculous things that we've never worried about as a country before, talking about how roads can be and train railroad crossings can be racist and the way that these things they're off the wall ridiculous. The left wing of the Democratic Party, the far radical left, has taken over the party, and it's unbelievable to me. You know, this is a call to, you know, normal people out there that, you know, this is not your dad's Democratic Party when it was Kennedy and you know, some people that actually you could respect a little bit. Now, how can you respect people that put these types of things in front? You know, they put profit over people. They put environmental so-called racism over actually doing their job. He shut down the airlines due to the same type of stuff, something around a programming issue that was related to calling it a cockpit. Right. Oh, no, you can't call it a cockpit anymore. We've got to be more neutral gender and gender binary, non-binary, who knows whatever their terms are these days. I can't keep up.
All right, we've got Mary on the line. Let's find out what Mary wants. Okay, Mary, what's going on? Well, wait a minute here. Hold on. Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. I was just going to ask about his weekend show this weekend, about the gentleman he had on, Mr. George or someone, about the weather control, because he kind of foo-fooed that. And I think that the show that comes on right after that show, all that show is about is weather control. 1964, President Johnson said, "He who controls the weather controls the world." And I believe that's true, but your man on the phone, on the radio show, right after you this weekend, did not. What do you think? Thank you.
All right. Okay. So can we control the weather there, Brandon?
I don't think so. I'm not sure if she's referring to my show or a different show, but
I don't think you come on after I do. I forget who it is on Saturdays. But anyway, I do know this. the weather, we can make it rain. I know that much. We can see the clouds and make it rain. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that where they hook up these flares onto planes over crops, you know, over the Oklahoma, Texas. I've seen that on some documentary. But, yeah, it's, you know, who knows, the manipulation that the government has, these psychological operations that they do. And a lot of people think they were involved in the ridiculously rigged election down south there in South America. Also, was it Brazil, I believe, right? There's, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't even, you know, see or partake in as citizens, but we try to do our best. You know, we try to look at situations where we can add value. One of the places I can add value is specifically in real estate with my team at Platinum MVP team, Keller Williams. In pretty much any market, what you're going to see as we go further into the year, there are price reductions that have been happening, record price reductions. So the longer you wait to put your property on the market, you're going to be – the media is going to be reporting those reductions as – pending and then now closed sales. So you're going to see that happen. It's a lag that always happens between people that are on the ground in the trenches in real estate to actually seeing it culminate into media stories. So once that happens, it's too late. The media is already talking about price drops. And that's
okay.
What,
well,
that's
tell us how
right
tell
now.
Us how to hear you.
Yeah, you can reach. You can see us on our website, consumerqb.com. ConsumerQB.com, and we're on at 4 o'clock drive time on 860 to answer throughout Tampa Bay. And of course, you know, on the website we have all the postings. We're on podcast as well as YouTube channel, and it's Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com, and we also own a Keller Williams team. Can help you
all right.
throughout the nation.
We will be talking to you soon, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right,
see
thanks very much.
Man.
Yep, Brandon Rimes. Okay, now, folks. Let me try to get this in. I got just enough time to do it.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, there's no such thing as climate change, okay? The Lord Jesus Christ has been changing the weather for billions of years. There's no such thing. And, of course, the answer is the American people pay for it and suffer. That's socialism. That's communism. By the way, Joe, I didn't listen to your speech, the State of the Union, the state of communism, because your presidency sucks. You didn't win, and your policies are a disgrace, okay? You're letting illegals across the border. Hey, Supreme Crooks, I want those January 6th trespassers out of jail. Let me say something to the American people, okay? If Donald Trump was your brother, okay, and he performed and he beat everybody and he did a great job and you turned on him, you'd be a Judas. That's what Nikki Haley is. And let me say something. No one's done more for Ron DeSantis. I love Ron DeSantis, but your time is not now. Donald Trump won in a landslide, and if you don't stay with him, you're a Judas. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. That's the world according to Todd. With that, I got to say we'll see ya, because I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And tomorrow we'll have the Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, talking about all sorts of things. And we're going to talk about what's going on around the country with the Republican Liberty Caucus. So don't go anywhere. I'll see you then. Podcast coming up later. Have a great day, and God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.